We're learning the laws of Pesach. Tonight is the Bedika, so we're going to learn some basic halachos found in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, also with some discussion of the Mishnah Berurah. It says in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, B'layla Shlifnei Erev Pesach Bodkin Es HaChametz. Of course, this is talking about, in general, that a person will check for chametz the night before Pesach, which of course we don't do this year, rather tonight. A person has to begin at the first part of the night. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, take if acher yitzias hakochom. As soon as the stars have come out, say tzikochavim this evening, according to my clock, is at 8:07 p.m. So a person should not do the bedik until that point. But immediately afterwards, they should try to do the bedikah. And he says, "Chayav and livdok." He says the person should do this, as I said, right away. So let's say we finish Marv and it's not yet 8:07. Nonetheless, the person shouldn't say, "All right, I'll have dinner first." So you're not allowed to do that, so long as you're within the 30-minute time frame of when the bedikah starts. And therefore, a person should be able to be immediately ready at the earliest opportunity to do the bedikah tonight. Then he continues and says, "Bodek kol hakdarim sheish locha shema yachnisu behem chametz." A person should check all the rooms in which there is some chashash that there is chametz. And the Mishnah Berurah says that afil mokum shein rogil lishtamish bo chametz rak sheish chashash. It doesn't matter, even let's say it's a room which you typically don't eat in, but if there's some possibility that chametz somehow got into that area, then a person would have to check it. Of course, that also means certain areas which there is absolutely no chashash, there is no need to check, and there is really no need to clean either, because you only have to clean for chametz and not for spring. Then he says, "Kodim shemaskil livdok yavarach asher kishanim mitzusav zivano al bir chametz." And that is what we'll be doing tonight as well. We don't make any distinction in the bracha. We will still say the bracha before the bedika. Says ve'afal pi she'ata adayin enum v'aro, which seems like a difficult language in the bracha, because we're not burning the chametz. All we're doing is searching the chametz. One would maybe think the more appropriate language of the bracha should be al bedikas chametz, but we do not say that. We say al bir or chametz. Mikol makom evarach al bir. The reason why is lepi shemiyad leacher habedika yivatel as chametz she'eno yodeh lo. That after we search thoroughly our property, we will then make a declaration and nullify any chametz which we do not know about. V'hu habi'or l'chametz. So that's a form of bir chametz. Bir chametz doesn't necessarily have to mean throwing into a can which is fire coming out of it, which of course is another form of bir chametz. Bir chametz could also be nullifying it by saying that I no longer want it. It's as though it doesn't exist. That's another form of bir chametz. Therefore, that's something which we'll also be doing tonight, the chametz which we do not know about. He says, "V'yasik ben habracha v'tchilas habdika." Person should be careful not to speak. As soon as the bracha is said, you should immediately begin, at least for a moment, to start searching. And he brings down that in the event that a person would start speaking about something which does not pertain to the bedika, immediately after the bracha, before the search, that's considered to be a hefsek, that's an interruption, and a person would actually have to say the bracha again. However, not to get confused with the next halacha, he says, "V'tov shel yafsek," it's better not to really make any interruptions ad gemar kol habdika until you have completed the entire search. El b'mashehu me'in habdika, you should stay on task and only speak about things which pertain to the search itself. And he says, but in the event that you already said the bracha, you searched for a minute, and then all of a sudden you start talking about something which is completely irrelevant, has nothing to do with the bedika, you do not say another bracha, because at least you did connect the bracha to the bedika for at least a moment. And therefore, once you've done that, then even though you're not supposed to interrupt at all, but one would not say another bracha. So again, the only time you would say another bracha is in the event that immediately after the bracha, you interrupt before the search about something which does not pertain to the search, which hopefully a person is much of a difficulty having staying on task. Hopefully for 1 second they could. The Mechaber then says, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Nohagin Shekodem Habadika Menichin Psusil Lechem Bimkomos Shimsoim Habodik. That there are those that have the custom, perhaps a universal custom, to place pieces of bread all around their home. Why? Because what would happen if my house is immaculate or pretty close to it at this point, and there's not going to be a drop of chametz no matter where I look? It's almost like I already know I've been cleaning the house all week, all month, or who knows how long. And I know there's not going to be any chametz, so I might as well put chametz around my house. Otherwise, it's going to be a bracha matala. After all, I'm searching for chametz when I know it's not there. So before I continue with the words of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says that that's absolutely not true. That mindset is not so. Quoting the Mishnah Berurah, he says, "Ein kanachshash bracha matala." Even if you know that there's not any chametz in your house, by doing the bedika and not finding anything is not a problem, because the whole purpose of the bedika is to search for it. And if you don't have any chametz, then that's great. The whole purpose is to search to make sure that there isn't any chametz in your domain. Therefore, it's not an issue. Then the Kitzur says a very powerful line that I always enjoy quoting. Upshita, and it's very simple. Ki mi she'eino bodik kro'oi, which unfortunately a lot of people do. They don't necessarily do the proper search of looking at all the areas. Elishu mekabitz el hapsisim. They just go on a little scavenger hunt, finding these little pieces of bread, and then after they find it, then they call the day. Lokayim mitzvos hadika. The asa bracha batala. Very fascinating. Your whole reason why you want to put these pieces of bread around is I don't want to create a bracha batala. And if all you're doing is looking for those pieces and that's it, then that in itself is a bracha batala because you didn't do a thorough enough search. But nonetheless, that doesn't mean a person should not follow their minhagim. He says, "Ein kedai levatal minhag shel Yisrael." If this is your minhag to put bread around one's house, which could be an incentive and something which will help a person search more thoroughly, then one should certainly do so. And he also quotes the Arizal. The Arizal says that the minhag, according to him, was to put specifically 10 pieces of bread around his home. Achein yesh lizahar harbe, but he says you'd be very careful that when you do so, you make sure that there's going to be 10 that's found. You put 10 out, make sure that you find those 10, otherwise you're in big trouble. You're going to be doing a bedika all night trying to find that last piece. And he says also you should make sure that the chametz or bread that you put out should be hard, or should be something in which that if you would touch it, it would not just shatter and crumble all apart and then end up becoming more difficult to clean. So we're going to see just one couple more halachos. We still have a few minutes before Shkia. It says, Achar habadika miyad yivat lenu. So we said that after you've done your thorough search, you should immediately be mavatl, you nullify the chametz. But ikar habitl hu belev. Technically, nullifying something is really in one's mind, is in one's heart. You don't have to say anything. Sheyigmar belibo, one should think, shekol chametz shebereshuso harihu ki'il eino. Whatever chametz I may have, which I didn't come across, is hard as I tried to look for this chametz, it's as though it's not there. Ve'enu chashav klum, it's worthless to me. It's considered like hefker, it's ownerless. Ve'arihu kamo ofer. Ukedavar she'en bot sarach klal, something which I have no need or benefit for at all. Ve'tiknu chachamim she'otze devarim elu gam v'piv v'yomer kol chamira. The decoration of the kol chamira is said, even though technically you can just think it, but sometimes by saying it, it'll be a better way for you to be able to understand what you're supposed to be thinking about, which is the language of the kol chamira, of the nullifying the chametz. Well, you can impress everyone with your reading of kol chamira and say it really quick, but the question is, do you know what it means? That's the bigger issue. Misha'eno yodeil pirusho yomer b'lashon shehu maven. If you don't know what you're saying, you're not doing anything, you're not accomplishing anything, because you're just reading words, and the whole purpose of it is so that you should nullify your chametz. And therefore you should say it in the language that you understand. And I often advise that for one to say the kol chamira as it's said, and then thereafterwards to say in English to make sure that you're 100% familiar with what you said. One last halacha, because it is Erev The laws of Erev Pesach, Shechol Yom Shabbos, this year is going to be a little bit different, not so much for tonight, for tomorrow. He says in the very first sif in Simon Kuf Tes Vav, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does, and this is where we'll stop. Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos this year, Bot Kines Achametz B'Leil Yud Gimel, the 13th night, which is tonight, which is the Hainabu Leila Hashayach Liyom Vav, which is the night which is connected to Friday. The Achar Habadika Mevatlo, after the search, as we said, you should nullify the Chametz Yom Kol Chamira. You say the declaration as we do on any other year. Kamo B'Pamacheres. Yom Vav, here this is where it's a little bit different, which we already touched upon, but just to review very quickly, it's only two more lines. And on Friday, tomorrow morning, Sarfo Gamkein, you should also burn it. Bezman Shehu Sarfo B'chol Erev Pesach. We don't make any distinctions, as we say. We'll burn the Chametz on Friday morning, even though technically it's not even Erev Pesach, you should be able to burn it later on, but we still burn it Friday morning. Avol Eino Sarach Lomer Kol Chamira. The second decoration, which is typically said after the burning of the Chametz, is something which does not need to be said. El B'Shabbos L'Achar Achila Mivat L'Vyamer Kol Chamira. Rather, the Kol Chamira, the second one, we're going to wait until the next day on Shabbos to Mivat. Now he says in Sarach you don't have to. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that afil kvar batulum esmal, let's say you say this declaration tomorrow that you're nullifying all of your chametz, which really means is the issue that if you had in mind all of your chametz, then you have more chametz you're going to be eating on Friday night on Shabbos. Shari chozer v'zocha b'pas shimishai l'tzarech ha-Shabbos. You're going to need to, since you made this bread ownerless, but you still need to eat it Friday night. So in essence, you'll have to reacquire it. But you'll certainly have to say the Kol Chamira on Shabbos day. And therefore, if you do say the Kol Chamira tomorrow morning, it's not the end of the world, but certainly to say Kol Chamira on Shabbos is what we're going to do as soon as we finish our Seudah on Shabbos, and we'll make that decoration together.